Bob Nicholson is the vice chairman of the Edmonton Oilers Entertainment Group, and he joins us on the telephone. Hello, Nick. How are you?
Not bad, Bob. How the heck you doing?
I'm doing all right. Well, I got to babysit Shannon, but I'm all right. You understand what that's like.
Yeah, someone has to do it.
Yep. Full-time job, Bob.
You got it, Johnny.
Were you reluctant? Did you have to think long and hard about this? Or was this just an obvious choice for you?
Well, when you look at it, you know that this is Connor's team. You know, when was the right time to name him captain? And, you know, we were very fortunate. Todd McClellan and Peter had him captain of the North American team. They saw how he performed there, and we knew what the players thought in the Oilers dressing room. So we really, we haven't had a captain all last year, so it was time to turn it over to Connor. I think that he's ready, but I think more importantly, we've got a group of guys that really want to support him. They feel that he's the right choice, and all of those things make it a great day for Oilers, and I think a really special day for Connor McDavid.
When I was younger and George Armstrong was the captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs, I thought I knew what a captain in the NHL meant. I no longer have any knowledge now of what a captain does, what he means to a team, what his responsibilities are on and or off the ice. What do you think he does? What do you think a captain's role is?
It's about a captain, but I think the one key thing here, and, you know, Todd has really thought about this along with Peter, that, you know, it's not about just the captain. It's about the leadership group. And we feel that now we have a real strong leadership group. Getting Milan in here certainly helps us. You know, he's a person that's won the Cup. He's been a winner on the ice, but he's just such a great character. He's going to help. And we really feel that Nugent Hopkins and Eberle have stepped up their leadership ability. But there's going to be other people. Cam Talbot is one, you know, that's there. You've got Hendricks and you got Letest too. And, you know, we need the whole group. It's just not Connor by himself. And Connor's going to lead on the ice, and he's going to find his the right moments to lead off the ice. But he's going to need the whole group to make this whole leadership group work with the Oilers.
I don't think anybody would disagree that it was inevitable that Connor McDavid would be the captain of the Edmonton Oilers, but what was the discussion of saying, hey, let's just do four A's for now, and let's wait for Connor to be 21 or 22 years old with a few more years under his belt in the National Hockey League, a few more years of, let's face it, ultimate exposure, because that's all he gets, is he gets exposure all the time, to let him be and grow into being a captain?
Well, I think the key, John, and you know this as good as anyone, they all would have been asking, when's he going to be named captain? And there could be more distractions around those questions than naming him captain. But I think more importantly, through the end of last year and up until today, you know, Todd and Peter didn't take this lightly. They talked to all the coaches. They talked to, you know, a lot of the players. And it certainly came back that everyone felt it was the right time to make Connor the captain. And it's nice when it comes that way, that you know, you're getting very, very positive remarks to make Connor the captain, and that certainly was the case. And so when it came down to it, it was just the right time.
We'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about your building. How are things going? Is everything ready? Is it nice and neat?
No, we got things. We're still working on things, Bob. But, you know, I sit here, and when you ask me the question, I just smile. Daryl Cates' vision is alive and well. It is a spectacular building, and it's, you know, Rogers Place is something very special to hockey in the world, and what we're going to build around it is going to change Edmonton and change how people are going to come pre-game and post-game to National Hockey League games in Edmonton.
Well, the other thing that's going to change it, obviously, is the food. And how could you turn down a Bobby Nick burger?
You know what? I love
a Bobby. Hold on, a Bobby Nick burger. You have a burger named after yourself in the at the arena.
And I better be the best seller, or they might be throwing it off the menu. John.
Are you kidding me,
Nicholson? Are you making these burgers yourself, like in the basement?
Yeah, I made the first one, and Bob, it was unbelievable. Even you'd love it.
What do you mean, even I would love it? What kind of a slag is that?
Hey, listen, I've been.
I love my burgers.
I've been at the Palatial Mansion on Skaha Lake. Bob's a good cook. Bob is a good cook.
Well, have you seen the new arena there, Shannon?
The last time I saw it, it was still a little concrete-y. So, like, right. December.
Well, you guys are both coming out to the home opener, I'm sure, because everyone at Rogers, all the top people are coming, so I'm assuming both of you are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks a lot, Nick. Yeah, you know the answer to that
question. I think we should do the show from there next week.
I need an invitation first. That's what I need. If you got one hanging around there, be happy to take you up on it.
I think you just got it.
I'll check that mail.
Yeah, all right. Do that. We know you got to go. I don't know what you got to do, but you got something else to do that's more important.
Well, because you might have to add condiments to the Bobby Nick burger.
Yeah, you better do that.
That's right. But you know what? It's a great day here in Edmonton. Connor McDavid, hey, you've all seen what he's capable of on the ice.
He's pretty good.
Now we're going to get to see what he does as a leader.